The countdown happens, and the cheers just erupt everywhere.
They jump up with joy. They jump up with smiles.
Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, I'm Rich, Rich Homeris.
And I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin. Now, today we're talking about an exciting project that happens this time of year. Perhaps your church is involved. It's called Operation Christmas Child. It's an outreach of the ministry Samaritan's Purse.
And with us on the telephone to talk about Operation Christmas Child is Dana Williams. She's the Media Relations Assistant Manager for Samaritan's Purse.
Dana, we're so excited to meet you and to learn about this fantastic project you're involved in with the outreach Samaritan's Purse. The special project for this time of year is one that a lot of people are familiar with, and we want to dive in and learn more about it. It's called Operation Christmas Child. A lot of people, I think, know it as Operation Shoebox. But first, we'd like to hear a little bit more about you. Can you give a little background on yourself?
First of all, thank you so much for the opportunity to share with you guys today and with your listeners. Originally, I learned about Operation Christmas Child specifically when I was a student through a student-led event in a Christian school, and that's where I packed my first shoebox. But it was a couple of years later in my career where I was working for an employer. I started to see through that experience with the employer the depth and the scope of what Operation Christmas Child was really about. And then it was a few years later still when the Lord would call me into sort of a season where I was jumping out of a boat in faith, shifting gears from the career I had been in, moving into a new phase where he would bring me into Operation Christmas Child, which has sort of grown into what I'm doing now, which is really just about sharing stories across the U.S. so that people like you and I, people like your listeners, can really learn what is God doing around the world through something so simple, a simple shoebox gift. And how is that leading to such depths of discipleship and truly to the multiplication of the gospel in more than 100 countries around the world?
Wow. Well, can you explain to us what is the immediate purpose of this operation, Christmas Child? And then what's the big picture goal? What's the ultimate difference that you want to make by doing this project?
Well, you know, really what we see so often when a child is receiving a gift into their hands is often the first gift they've ever received. And for us, I think that most immediate impression is that this is a truly tangible expression of God's love. This is a free gift, no strings attached, expression of love through the local church. And that, first and foremost, we are there really to introduce them to the love of God, to introduce them to the fact that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. You know, that no man comes to the Father except through him. And so that's why we're there. And the children receive that very clear presentation of the gospel in a child-friendly way, right when they come to an outreach event, before they receive a shoebox gift. I love thinking about the fact that most of the children, you know, ideally, this is a big surprise. They don't realize they're coming and going to receive a gift.
Oh, that's neat.
And so often they're just being invited by their local community, their local church leaders, to a special event. There's a child-friendly program. They hear about Jesus. And then they start to receive these shoebox gifts. There's usually a great, exciting countdown. 3, 2, 1. And laughter and joy. And the children are opening those shoeboxes, you know.
And
so what a beautiful picture that is for us. Just the joy that we find in Jesus.
Yes.
Yes. I was also wondering who are targeted? Like, is it lower income children or is it just any children?
So let me tell you a little bit to understand the context is that, you know, it's beautiful that we have a network of thousands of volunteers around the world who apply to be a part of the team. They're interviewed, they're selected. There's a lot of prayer that goes into that process. And this is a strategic leadership team that knows their community, they know the areas of opportunity where the gospel can go forth. So they're actually creating strategic ministry plans years ahead of time. And they have the idea of where they're going to go into these strategic areas. So the children, although we often are in areas of lower income, that's not necessarily the only criteria there. It's really about where can the gospel go forth. And so these local believers leading the efforts in their home areas, they're able to really put these strategic ministry plans together under the leadership of our international staff teams as well.
Well, let's listen in to one of those stories of a person sharing about her work in a village in Africa.
In the beginning, people from this village, they were hard-hearted to receive the gospel. There is lack of jobs and too much of usage of alcohol. And that's oppressing too much and giving me some challenges. The turning point was when we distributed gift boxes. After that, I saw a great impact. I've seen Jesus putting hope upon the children. After the distribution, many of children gave their life to Jesus and started with the greatest journey.
A marvelous story of how our Lord is using this fantastic program, Operation Christmas Child, with these gift shoeboxes to reach children all over the world.
Yes, and there is still time for you to get involved because National Collections Week is next week, November 18th to the 25th. To find out more, just go to their website at SamaritansPurse.org, and we will repeat that at the end of the program.
Also, if you've enjoyed this feature, we'd love to have you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or any of the other platforms. You can also listen to us on a smart speaker by simply saying, Alexa, Siri, or Hey Google, play the podcast Connections with Rich and Bobby.
Yes, and we're also on social media on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
So let's return to our visit with Dana Williams and hear more about Operation Christmas Child.
Do you designate if it's for a girl or for a boy in particular, or should they all be, like, good for anybody?
You need to decide. They're packing the shoebox for a little boy or a little girl, and then there are three age ranges to decide between. You want to choose either 2 to 4 years old, 5 to 9, or 10 to 14. And we provide labels for you. Actually, when you make that $9 donation for your shoebox gift online, on our website, we have a program called Follow Your Box. So not only will you be able to find out the destination country of your shoebox gift, but you'll be able to print that label out, put that on your box. And I love to share within our own family, we love to look back and see where that box was delivered, you know, which country it went to.
Wow. That's a lot of fun. That's fantastic.
You know, it was exciting for me to look at some of the clips about some of the recipients of these shoeboxes. And one boy said that wow gift was a yo-yo, a simple gift that he received. And another girl in Africa, I believe, said her wow gift was a jump rope that she just was thrilled with. And so these simple gifts go a long ways, really. Just a yo-yo or a jump rope can bring thrill to kids all over the world.
Well, I think the way that you're saying that, Rich, is so powerful because it is such a simple gift. And for these children, you notice the differences of what matters to them. And what really stands out to me are the stories where I hear someone say, this was a direct answer to a prayer that I prayed. I think about how in God's hands, He knows these children. He knows their stories. He knows their families. He knows their heart's desires. And somehow, even though we are going to collect 11 million shoebox gifts this year for 11 million more children, God is the one who somehow in His sovereignty is able to put the right shoebox in the hands of the right child. And He has heard their prayers.
So let's hear another story, this time from a recipient of a shoebox in Rwanda.
In 1994, the country of Rwanda faced what I would call a time of darkness, where a lot of people were killed, where the country was left in ruins, and where the country left so many broken hearts. But we did not stay there. I remember seeing a lot of people talking about the Rwandan genocide against the Tutsi, even though I wasn't born that time, but I got to see my country building itself. And even though I was young, I kept learning how to forgive and how to move and keep moving forward. I grew up in a Christian family, living with my parents and my three older sisters. Growing up, I did not get to play with toys that much. I really just played with the kids in my community, and gift sharing was not a big thing at home. I remember it was during Christmas season, and I was in church, and I just saw these huge brown boxes, and I was like, I wonder what's in there. But I just got to see that someone, somewhere, loved someone like me without even knowing me. That right there showed me the love of God from one country to another without boundaries. I immediately knew that God was good, and I can also love someone without even knowing them. When the kids in my neighborhood came to play with us and came to just look at the items that we had because they were just new, I shared with them the games that I had and also shared the message of Christ and telling them, you should come to church with me.
Oh, it just chokes you up to think of, you know, the need that's out there and how God fills those needs.
The most important thing to pack in your shoebox is prayer. And that's always, they start with prayer, cover that in prayer, pray for the child. But really specifically, just ask the Lord what he would have you to put in the shoeboxes that you're packing. And I think that he wants to tell us. He knows where that box is going to go. And so we say, pray about what God would have you include.
Before we end our talk, I'd like to pray for you and the program. So let's pray.
And let's have everybody who's listening join in too.
Dear Heavenly Father, we lift the entire Operation Christmas Child program up to you. From those you lead to pack and donate shoeboxes, to the many workers and volunteers that will collect and prepare them for shipping, for all your servants in the field, in the many countries throughout the world that will distribute these precious gifts, and to the millions and millions of children that will receive them, that you would bless all with your mercy and saving grace, and that you would use these simple shoebox gifts to change lives and draw many to yourself. For we pray this in your precious name, in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We've been visiting with Dana Williams from Samaritan's Purse and hearing all about her involvement with Operation Christmas Child, distributing shoebox gifts to children around the world.
And again, next week, November 18th to the 25th, is an important week for Operation Christmas Child. It's their National Collection Week when they receive these gift boxes from donors from all over our country.
Yes, and there's still time to participate. You can even create a personalized shoebox online on their website at SamaritansPurse.org. Again, that's SamaritansPurse.org.
So pray and see if the Lord is calling you to participate. Also, we'd love to have you subscribe to our podcast by going to iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or any of the other platforms. You can also listen to us on a smart speaker by simply saying, Alexa, Siri, or Hey Google, play the podcast Connections with Rich and Bobby. Then you may join us on social media on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Now, if you have a question or comment, you may email us at connect2richandbobby@gmail.com. That's connect2richandbobby@gmail.com. Or simply write to us at Connections, P.O. Box 1610, Alameda, California, 94501.
This is Connections, connecting with one another, as Romans 1 verse 12 says, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. So we thank you for listening, and remember, tell others and spread the word.
And don't forget to join us next time on Connections with Rich and Bobby.